Hello. Here we go again.
It's been a long time. Not long
Whole
enough.
year, in fact. A year just isn't enough. We're gonna do this to ourselves again, but this year we have no Candace.
That's so good. I'm so
I
happy.
know. I feel like to us that's a blessing. To be
Is
Candace
100% a
free.
blessing.
All
Hopefully they
right.
get
Well,
some
we've
like
got.
new.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a couple of familiar faces, but on the list so far, but we'll see. Because I know, yeah, there was a lot of people that left last year in the like change and the new for the new network that's more Christian.
Oh, God. The wider network.
Wider
Christmas how
network.
it used to
The one without the gays.
I love that that's the thing that finally pushed him over.
Right?
A couple of
Can
background gays and one gay family.
Candace couldn't take it anymore.
Bunch of snowflakes.
Keep your snowflakery at Winterfest, you? All right. Well, they're attacking us again from all fronts this year with a Friday through Sunday lineup. And then they're doing the double feature on the holiday weekend, like Thanksgiving weekend.
Man, I still think that's better than the whole week, though, to
No,
be
I
real.
agree, because it's like, then I can just watch them, all day
Yeah.
Sunday and then just not have to
Hate
devote a
yourself.
night. Right. I don't have to like devote a week to it.
Right.
But so we'll get started with our preview of the coming season. Cannot wait for what's ahead of these like 30 new movies.
So daunting every year.
Every year at this time, we're like, fuck, we begin in October, really? Before even Halloween. Sure enough, October 21st is our start date. We'll
Feels
be
earlier
well.
than last year.
I mean, it probably is.
A
Oh
full
man,
10 days for Halloween.
I'm having a Halloween party that weekend too, so I'm gonna be like all day Sunday. I'm just gonna be like hung over watching Hallmark.
Yeah.
Right, so on October 21st, when we'll also be like deep into the, we'll be like pretty well into the season of Interview with the Vampire as well. So this Sunday night dichotomy that we're gonna have going on.
I am so excited.
Gentle Christmas movie, gay vampires. Abusive gay vampire boyfriends.
Mean, yeah, that's what we should be watching. That's what we should be talking about.
I mean, we could have, I mean, if we have the time, we could also do an Interview with the Vampire podcast.
No, I only talk to you about Christmas things.
That's true. Each other once a year, and it's during Hallmark season, and then we don't speak to each other again until Hallmark Christmas. Wouldn't that be weird if that really was our friendship? We
Would be
only talk to
hilarious.
we only during the Christmas and then never again.
We send a handful of cryptic texts a year as we get closer.
We just started up in October and then we end by January 1st. New year, new end of our friendship. Our seasonal friendship. All right. So starting October 21st, we have Noelle Next Door. A hardworking single mom gets into a war of words with a neighbor who she feels is ruining Christmas, only to find that this misunderstood grouch may steal her heart. Hate no. that.
Yeah, that sounds like your pretty standard October 21st Christmas movie.
Right.
It's not the cop one, so.
Right. And that's starring Natalie Hall and Corey, who I recognize them both as just generic Hallmark people.
Mm.
And then this is no picture. We have another generic. It's another season of we have some generic photos, and
oh,
and,
good,
and some no casts as well. So on Saturday the 22nd, we have We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh no!
I know. Becca and Robbie spelled Robby.
Oh no!
Are a married couple having a hard time connecting with each other as the holidays approach. Just before Christmas, they head to a cozy Vermont inn at the advice of their marriage coach as they can, so their weekend away gets unexpectedly extended when a mishap puts their car out of commission and just may put them on the road to a very happily married Christmas. Okay,
Yeah, nothing brings a Hallmark couple together like car trouble.
Right, and I'm already clocking this one as would be better as a horror movie.
Yeah, sounds like it. I mean, it's Vermont.
Right.
Nothing.
We have no cast for that one yet.
They haven't picked them yet.
Right. They haven't pulled them from the vending machine. They haven't created those leads in the lab yet. No.
They've advanced over the years. They just use this is not a person and just use one of those people.
Uncanny Valley. All right. This one, another generic picture, but we do have some casting. Mm-hmm. On Sunday, we have a Kismet Christmas.
Oh God.
Sarah is a children's book author who returns to her hometown where she reconnects with her family and Travis, her teenage crush. That's your first
Travis.
Name. His name is Travis.
What she a soon weird It's a weird name for a Hallmark guy.
Yeah. She soon discovers that a long held family legend might actually be true. What?
Oh, has this one got magic?
Maybe. This is Carlo Marx as Travis and Mary Lou Henner as Grandma Mia.
Huh.
Spelled okay. Grandma, Grammma.
No.
Hate it. Hate that. If that one doesn't have magic, then what's the point? So this one from the picture is a guy that I can't see I can't tell who he is, but it looks like it's Jodie Sweetin as the girl.
Huh.
Maybe she'll be the new Candace, just take over from her former big sister as the more relatable of the Tanner children. This one is so on Friday, October 28th, so this is holiday week or Halloween weekend. Because we all want to be watching Christmas movies during Halloween weekend. A cozy Christmas inn. Real estate executive Erica travels to Alaska. God damn it.
All the Alaska ones are the same.
Oh no, Alaska's a weird place. You big city people from the mainland don't know how to handle Alaska. Sarah Palin. Look, there's Russia. She travels to Alaska during Christmas time to acquire a bed.
Oh, bed.
And breakfast. Bed and breakfast. only to discover. Sorry, it loaded weird, and so I only saw bed. which would be a way better movie already. I'm just going to go buy a bed at Christmas time in Alaska for some reason. I just like their Ashley furniture better. Only to discover that it's owned by her ex. While there, she finds herself falling in love with the town, and quite possibly him.
They always do.
I know.
Well, I want where they go to Alaska to break up. That feels more like what they would do.
Right? Going to Alaska to murder you and they'll never find your body. Okay. On the 29th, we have Jolly Good Christmas. Old chap. No. I hope this one. Oh, it's London. Fuck.
Oh, no.
David is an American architect who recently moved to London for a prime opportunity in a prestigious firm. With just 3 days before Christmas, he crosses paths with Angie, a professional shopper who raises an eyebrow over his choice of a gift card for his girlfriend. David ultimately decides to hire Angie and thanks to a series of unexpected events, finds himself on a wild adventure across jolly old London as Angie helps him search for the perfect present. The Queen's dead. That's your present.
I mean, lucky them, except, you know, what's coming next isn't better.
No, but at least he's gonna have a short time as king. He's 73 and never had a job before.
That's the plot. The adventure comes because of a coup.
Les Miserables, the musical Christmas movie in London. All right. Appropriately, on the 30th, we have Ghosts of Christmas Always.
I hope they're real ghosts, not like last year where the ghost one wasn't real ghosts.
Well, here you go. Here's the description. Catherine is a ghost of Christmas present, and she must help one soul, Peter, rediscover it. But this year has something unusual in store. It's from the perspective of the ghost.
What? Wait, is it something unusual? It's a ghost. The whole thing is unusual. What is right. Usual for a ghost?
Maybe the Christmas spirit will bring her back to life.
Wait, but she's not an angel in this one. She is a ghost, which means she had a life once. At least the ones that are angels, they were never people before.
I want biblically accurate angels.
That would be better. But they don't have the budget for that.
No. Maybe on the New Christian Network they will. Candace Cameron Bure is biblically accurate angel of Christmas.
She just comes out in her true form, a wheel of eyes.
Her brother was a false prophet. It's been her all along.
This would be a better movie. Why are we watching that?
Listen, these are the great ideas we come up with. Hire us. All right. So into November now. November 4th. Oh, what a cute picture of a dog. A magical Christmas village.
It has a picture of a dog?
It does. The little Hallmark dog, Happy.
Huh.
It's just the generic picture. And he's with a bunch of yarn wearing a knitted sweater that kind of looks like Chris Evans' sweater from Knives Out. All right. A magical Christmas village when Summer's mother, Vivian, moves in with her and her young daughter, Chloe. Her is upended. Okay. The end.
There shouldn't be someone named Summer in a Christmas movie.
Right. I get it when her name is like Holly or Jingle Bell.
You know,
this is the best I could think of lunch I know of.
I'm disappointed that we never get to see them have children in the future, because these couples have terrible Christmas named children.
Oh, I'm sure they do. We met at Christmas time, so we named our child Snowflake Driftwood.
This is our sun gazebo Christmas light.
These are our twins, Ornament and Sugar Cookie. Cheaper by the dozen, but they name all of their children after the reindeer on Santa's sleigh.
I thought you were going to say name them after the 12 days of Christmas.
This is five golden rings. And you have to introduce them every time. You're like, oh, this is our son. Five golden rings. Okay, on November 5th, we have Lights, Camera, Christmas.
Haven't we already had a movie called that before?
I mean, some of these things, I feel like we have had them called that before. It's just, we're 140, you know? What else do we got? When a holiday rom-com movie shooting in her town needs a costume designer, Carrie, a local shop owner, steps into the role. While working on the movie, she rediscovers her passion for costume design and finds herself falling for Brad, the film's famous leading man. So it's a Lifetime movie about a Lifetime movie. Lifetime movieception.
I mean, I already don't like Brad.
Right?
Wait, who does this one have a cast?
No, it doesn't.
Sounds like one Niall Mader would be in.
Does sound like one Niall Mader is going to be in. Yikes. Well, I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Okay. On November 6th, we have All Saints Christmas.
What? That should have been on the other day. Halloween.
Here we go. Here we go. You ready? I bet you can tell me what this one's going to, who's going to be in this one. Lizette, a popular R&B singer, is getting ready to travel home to New Orleans. The media mistake a photo of her with her music producer X as an engagement announcement. Her family insists that he join her on the trip.
Oh, that sounds like a phone call could have solved that problem.
Right? That's just like, no, that's just my producer. Oh, okay. See you at Christmas.
Like, it's not like she's faking it for her family. This is just a random photo. Like, what the
Right.
That's just weird.
That one's going to be the, are we sure, are we okay with this, or is it slightly racist, black people one, I promise you. Because the minute I saw R&B singer in New Orleans, I went, oh no. Please, please have black people in the writer's room. Please. All right. Also, that's going to be a weird one when we're watching. That's also on a Sunday, so that's going to be a weird one.
Oh my No, that's perfect. Louis just brooding somewhere across the city.
And then on the 11th, we have In Merry Measure.
Did you say in Mary Measure?
In Merry Measure.
Is that going to be a baking one?
I think it might be music because Follow Me in Merry Measure.
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure.
It's a Christmas carol.
I don't know
Or
that
Christmas song. Let's deck the halls.
Oh,
Anyway.
I don't know the words to deck the halls.
How do you not know words to deck the halls?
Don't know the words to a lot of songs. I just know the
Fine. When pop
tunes.
star Darcy returns home to spend Christmas with her sister and niece, she unexpectedly finds herself coaching the high school choir with one-time rival Adam.
One time rival?
He was just her rival that one time. Sounds like a very terrible episode of Glee.
Oh God, it does.
I'm sorry, that's every episode of Glee, so I don't.
I never
It's
saw Glee.
terrible.
I just am aware of
Yeah, you're better for it.
it.
Another London one.
Was it like
The
they must have just filmed a bunch of them in Canada.
Right. This one is The Royal Nanny.
Oh, I bet I can guess the plot of that one.
Claire. I'm sorry, hold on. This is so dumb. Claire is an MI5 agent who goes
What?
under who goes undercover as the Royal Nanny. She must overcome the challenges of her assignment, like resisting the charms of Prince Colin while keeping the family safe at Christmas.
Wait, well, okay, you know what? Props, I did not guess
That
that
is so
was
wild. That is completely out of that
Oh my
actually might
God.
be that's going to be really fun because it's probably going to be terrible. Because I can promise
She's
you,
gonna.
since the
No, go ahead.
I promise you that because these people do not even know how basic jobs work, trying to do any sort of spy organization or law in shitty cop is going to be a time and a half. We are going to fucking die watching that one. I'm
I
calling
just,
it now as our favorite because it's so bad.
yeah. Wait, but she's gonna give up her lucrative MI5 job to be a royal bride, I guess, at the
Stay a top government official, but instead, what I think I'm gonna do is marry this prince who clearly has kids from another relationship.
Also,
I'm
she
just
doesn't
gonna
have a title,
become.
so she's just gonna be like the side piece forever.
So Camilla Parker Bowles.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, she can be the new queen. I guess that's
Yeah,
how it works
queen.
now.
Queen, well, queen consort. She's not officially the queen.
Now, whatever.
Well, and like, what's his ass? What's his ass wasn't even the king. He was just the prince. Elizabeth's husband was just a prince.
That's funny. I don't care.
I mean, I don't care either. Listen, you know what we need? We need to bring back our dystopian Netflix universe, Christmas universe,
Oh my
where
gosh,
they're
they really
royals.
do.
Okay, so then on November 13th, we have Christmas at the Golden Dragon.
Oh no. That
When,
sounds like it's not going to be good.
yep, that's why I said, oh Christ, under my breath. When Romy and Rick's parents surprise them with the news that they will be closing their Chinese restaurant they have owned and operated for decades, the siblings each find themselves reevaluating their futures.
That's not as bad as I thought it was gonna sound. I hope that it's gonna be another uncomfortable. Is this racist
Yep, that absolutely it is. Oh, I genuinely hope in that writing room. Or at minimum, somebody who's owned a restaurant. God damn it. Oh, that's not the next one. Inventing the Christmas Prince.
It's about the Netflix writing team.
Not the Netflix. Yeah, right? It's the origin story of the prince from the Christmas Prince. Shelby is about to quit her job as a. They really do just poke her. Okay. Shelby is about to quit her job as a rocket engineer.
No. Oh my God, okay, rocket engineer.
When her daughter becomes that her Scrooge-like boss, Evan, is the Christmas prince from a story Shelby invented years ago. Invented? You mean wrote?
No, she never wrote it down. She probably just told her the story. I bet she writes it at the end though, and it's a bestseller.
And then she quits being a rocket engineer to write children's Christmas stories. And thus the Netflix trilogy was born. I see what you did there, Hallmark.
Wow, that's they really do just like use like a random job generator and
Really is. It really is. That
rocket
rocket
scientist.
engineer.
Haven't
Huh. Choices were
had a
made.
lady brain surgeon yet. Let's do that next.
All right. So then that's the 19th. We have three wise men and a baby.
Okay.
Three brothers get the surprise of their lives when they are forced to work together to care for a baby over the holidays. They've done this movie before.
They definitely have. I don't even hate that one.
All right.
I can't wait to see who they cast as brothers.
Right? Listen, can we get Clint Handsome?
I'm so upset.
What was the name of he was on? Something.
Handsome Justice.
Handsome Justice.
How could you forget Handsome Justice?
Because in my head, I kept thinking sexy justice, and I was like, no, that doesn't work. We
Handsome
just need a
Justice.
handsome justice the Christmas. Handsome Justice Christmas.
That would be so good.
When I think of Christmas is what we get on November 20th. Ooh, this one gives us last names. Sarah
Oh.
Thompson. Sarah Thompson returns to her hometown to help her mother move, and to find her ex-boyfriend Josh Hartman is back home. The two had once planned a life in music. Oh, fuck. In music together.
hate
But
the music
Sarah,
ones.
I know, but Sarah left to study law. Sure, why not? Slowly reconnect and try to heal wounds. All right, then. Hate that. Okay. Here we go into Thanksgiving Hell Weekend, where we are going to have two a day. So the first.
I wish they spaced them out like one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Oh no, so this one's Thursday, and then we have one on Thanksgiving, which is Thursday, and then we have two Friday, two Saturday, and then two on Sunday. Oh, that's a lot. Okay.
So much.
So on Thanksgiving we have My Southern Family Christmas. Under the guise of a journalist, Campbell has a chance to get to know her biological father for the first time without him ever knowing who she really is. Well, that sounds deceptive. I hate that. Yeah, I've got nothing to say. I hate a premise where we're gonna pretend we're not somebody. All right, so then the first one on Friday. God damn it. Hashtag Xmas.
No.
Like in
Already.
subscribe. When Jen gets her chance to enter a brand's design contest, she poses as a family influencer. Oh God, enlisting the help of her best friend Max and her baby nephew. Ugh. Yuck. I hate everything about that. It was only a matter of time, though.
Yeah.
Oh, this one just feels like it's poor. Okay, the second one on Friday just feels like it's poorly timed. A royal court. Reluctant Crown Prince Edmund returns home before Christmas in anticipation of being named successor to the throne to integrate himself into his mother, the Queen.
Huh?
And to, no, wait, to ingratiate himself to his
Oh.
mother, the queen, he gifts her with mistletoe, a rambunctious corgi in need of some serious training. That feels like weird timing, but also hilarious because we're America. Fuck the queen.
I can't think of any. I can't think of that because all I can think of is right after the Queen died, there was that quote that came out that she didn't want to outlive the corgis, and someone just photoshopped that scene from Revenge of the Sith with the younglings, just the and that's what I'm gonna think the entire movie.
There's one royal guard who just like sniffles and like has to take his rifle and blindfold the corgis and take them all to find Windsor Castle.
I'm glad the queen died to give us something to laugh about.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we only get 9/11 here, All right. And then, okay, so then the first one on Saturday is A Tale of Two Christmases.
Please tell me
Thanks.
tail is spelled like story, not like animal.
Yes, it's
Oh, thank God.
T-A-L-E. Yeah. T-A-L-E. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks to some Christmas magic, gets to experience two different Christmases, one where she stays in the city and celebrates with a new crush and his friends, and one where she returns home for the traditions with her family and Drew, a longtime friend who may have feelings for her.
Her choices is a fun Christmas with her friends in the city or some guy named Drew.
Yep.
I think I know the choice I would make.
Right. Obviously, Drew. No, I'm just kidding. I'm very lonely
Yeah,
and
clearly.
single. I don't have any friends, so
The guy you only
that's
kind of like stayed in your hometown forever. Yeah, looks like that guy.
Are you? Oh, apparently there's some like Christmas Village, Hallmark Christmas Village thing in DC.
What?
I know, and my mom was super mad because none of them are near us, but one is in DC, and I was like, well, Abby could go.
I might have to.
Yeah, and I was like, well, maybe I said maybe I won't go home for Christmas. Maybe I'll just go visit Abby. And then my mom was like, yeah, but you'd have to get on a plane to go see Abby. And I said, you got me. Fuck.
True.
I don't want to fly anywhere right now. It's horrible.
Yeah, no, I don't listen. I feel the same.
So.
Also, you can't visit me while we're reviewing Christmas movies.
I know, because then how would we do a podcast?
We have to go in separate rooms.
Or just sit there with one phone. Be real weird about it.
I feel like if we sat there with one phone between us, I'd feel like we're like summoning something through the phone.
Maybe we are. Maybe
That
every time we do
would.
this, we're summoning something through the
Why,
phone.
listen, that would be a good plot for a Hallmark movie.
Mean, anything at this point's a good plot for a Hallmark movie. Have you been listening to anything I've read you? I
That's true.
going downstairs to pick up an Amazon package at this point would be more riveting.
You can use the phone to summon some mediocre man, for your Christmas husband.
Mediocre Christmas husband. That's my Hallmark movie. All right.
Wait, this is regular homework. You could have a mediocre Christmas wife as well.
True, I could. Mediocre Christmas wife. Even better. All right. The second one on Saturday is Haul Out the Holly. Emily. Oh, come on. Her name's not even Holly. Emily arrives home hoping to visit her parents, only to discover that they are leaving on a trip of their own. Why do people have shitty parents that do that to them?
Well, again, this could have been solved with a phone call.
Well, yeah. As she stays in their house for the holidays, their HOA is determined to get Emily to participate in the neighborhood's many Christmas festivals. Fuck. As somebody who's currently dealing with an HOA, I hate that. That's triggering. My HOA sucks.
Everyone's HOA sucks.
You know, mine didn't suck until it took them a fucking year to figure out what they were going to do with my fucking walls. But anyway, that's not this podcast. Someday I'll have a podcast where I just bitch about my HOA. All right. November 27th. The first one. A Christmas cookie catastrophe.
Oh no.
Same. Oh, this one we also get a last name. Annie Cooper has
Last
big
name is
shoes
the
to
actors
fill.
or the characters?
That's a character. We don't have actors. We haven't had actors in almost any of these.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Yeah. Annie Cooper. Big shoes to fill. Takes over as CEO of her late grandmother's small town cookie company. We've done this before. And is doing her best to help their struggling business get back on track. That task gets more daunting when her grandmother's secret recipe is stolen during the Christmas party. Oh
Corporate espionage.
love it.
That MI6 lady probably did it.
Yeah, find the MI6 lady. She can help. Christmas crossover.
That would be the title of the movie.
Perfect. Ooh, we get a period piece on this as the second one. Oh wait, is it time travel and a period piece?
What's the period?
1958.
Oh, I don't care about the 50s.
A holiday spectacular. In 1958, Maggie, an heiress from Philadelphia, gross, who puts her high society wedding plans on hold in order to sneak up to New York, her secret dream come true, dancing live on stage in the Christmas spectacular at Radio City Music Hall. Ugh, that's gonna be bad.
Why don't we ever get, like, you know, Revolutionary France Christmas movie?
Right. Oh no, My Big Fat Family Christmas.
Oh no,
this is December 2nd.
That's bad.
Photogen. Oh, it's gonna get worse. Liv is a photojournalist eager to make it on her own, to get a dream assignment, shooting the Chang family annual holiday party for a cover story. She doesn't reveal that they are in fact her family.
What?
Oh, I hate that. So never uncomfortable as this phrase is. Listen, I love that they are diverse and have been so much better about not having every person be a cookie cutter white person, that I love that energy. I do not love, though, that they do not, when they try to write stories about the Black experience or about the Jewish experience or about Asian experience, that it is still just the story of a white person. They just swapped out the actor.
Yeah.
That makes me, and or when they try to be like, oh, the, and it's like not even remotely anything like the Black community, and clearly no Black people consulted on this movie at all to talk about what the Black, how the Black community differs from the white community. I just would put more effort in.
Yeah.
And that again is coming also a white person, so take that with a grain. Like, I just would love them to put the full effort in and not just be like, out the white person and put in a different race, and then it's fine. Completely ignore that people have different cultures and experiences.
No, everybody's the same.
Right. We're all the same at Christmas. except if you celebrate Hanukkah, but that's just not Christmas for Jews.
One family is allowed to celebrate Hanukkah, okay?
There's one Hanukkah movie every year. Okay. A Fabled Christmas is December 3rd. Talia. Oh, I'm out.
Oh my god. Get over it.
This one, she's terrible. Talia and her childhood best friend, Anderson. Anderson Cooper?
Anderson?
Yep.
Come on.
Unexpectedly reunite in a curious, familiar-looking town full of Christmas spirit that restores its visitors when they need it most. Is this a magic one?
Is it haunted? It feels haunted.
It's a town that only appears at Christmas time. And you think you're feeling better, but then by the end you're completely drained, just like the holidays. That weird mid-Atlantic accent came from all of a sudden. I apologize immediately for that.
That's just how ghosts in Hallmark movies talk. They're either that or Doc Brown.
Right. Who has one cadence of speaking his entire career? It just always is very frazzled, kind of yelling at you. All right, Sunday, December 4th, we have Undercover Holiday.
Oh god, is that another cop one?
When returning home for the holidays, newly minted pop star Jalen, goddamn, get a different job. We were doing making progress with rocket engineer, and now we've got like five pop stars and six princes. Tells her protective family that Matt, when in reality, he's her overzealous security guard. What? What in the?
She's literally like paying a guy to be her fake boyfriend. I mean,
Apparently.
okay. I
Seems
mean,
fake. I mean, it is fake. Nope.
yeah.
Right. December 9th, we have the most colorful time of the year. Oh my God. Oh my God. I elementary school teacher who learns that he is Michelle, an optometrist and mother of one of his students, helps bring color into his life.
No, come on. Oh my God, that's bad. That's clearly it is.
It's not macular degeneration. Oh my God. Terrible. December 10th, we have Christmas class reunion.
No.
Terrible.
No.
Also terrible. High school classmates reconnect at Christmas for their 15-year reunion. Over the course of their time reconnecting, the classmates each challenge each other to remember who they were, who they are, and who they want to be. I don't know, man. Some of these are just real bad.
I really, really don't like the singing ones.
Yeah, me
I'm so
either.
mad there's so many. At least neither none of them have sound egregiously country, but like I'm not
Southern Family Holiday one sounds pretty
Oh, sorry,
aggressive.
I forgot about that one. I didn't know if that was gonna be a country one or a black one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hate it. I hate
The Holiday Sitter on November 11th. Sam is a workaholic bachelor who babysits his niece and nephew holidays. And her husband have to go out of town. They've made this movie before.
that Christmas with the
Oh,
Darlings last year?
excuse me, I'm sorry. It's a gay one.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Completely out of his element, he runs from their handsome neighbor Jason and finds himself in an unexpected romance.
Never
Instantly
mind, I like
better,
this
it's
one.
gay.
It's not cliche if it's gay.
It's not cliché if it's gay because it's not been done before. Oh, okay, I instant. Okay, that's I. That better be my favorite one. They better not fuck that up. Usually their gay ones are pretty good.
That's true.
Okay, then on the 16th, we have Holiday Heritage.
Oh no.
Ella returns to her hometown to mend fences with her fractured family. With the help of Griffin, her ex-boyfriend, she encourages her family to celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa and heal their
Oh
past wounds before it's too late.
Oh Oh, I hate that already.
Maybe it'll be fine. Maybe it'll be fine.
Maybe it will.
I mean, I'm not hopeful, but maybe it'll be fine. Okay, so we're down to our last two. This is the last weekend. We're done at the 18th again this year. Twas the Night Before Christmas. Super generic. A former actress thinks to break into directing. Test thinking of breaking, try, wait. A former actress trying to break into directing tests her skills with a town's annual Christmas Eve courtroom production. Hasn't Justice the movie? Come on. All right, and then our last movie of the season, the long-awaited Hanukkah on Rye.
Oh, I bet they run a deli.
A matchmaker connects Molly and Jacob, but their new romance is put to the test when they realize that they are competing deli owners.
Yes, good. I
Will
knew it.
a Hanukkah miracle keep them together? Probably not.
That's on the 18th.
Yep.
Oh, well, at least they're actually running the Hanukkah ones during Hanukkah now.
Right. Well, and that's the last one.
Nice.
That's the end of our list.
So it's funny that they don't end on a Christmas one.
It is kind of funny that they don't end. Get Candace out of there and you can end it on whatever you want.
That's true.
Okay, so the holiday sitter I'm saying is going to be my favorite because it's the gay one.
Yeah, same.
I think the funniest one is going to be the MI6, MI5 one.
Yeah, that's the Christmas. Wait, I forget
Something
what's
about
that
a
one.
Christmas prince. Inventing the Christmas prince.
No.
Yeah, that's what it is. Inventing the Christmas prince.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, that's not it. It's Royal Nanny.
Royal Nanny. Okay, yeah.
Yes. And then yeah, I think X Hashtag Xmas is going to be my least favorite. I don't care about influencers in any capacity.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't need a movie about them.
Though I do hope it's one that is obviously written by old people.
Yeah, right? That they don't know the slang and then they're like,
Yeah,
this is Chuggy.
I really hope that's what it is, because that will just make it better.
I promise you this influencer is gonna say hashtag before everything. Hashtag blast. Hashtag Christmas. Use my code for 15% off gift wrapping.
The movie's gonna stop dead to have an ad for NordVPN.
I want it to just be a YouTube video. It won't be NordVPN. It's going to be fucking WeatherTech and Cup Phone.
Oh my God, you're right. Oh, I was a fool. You're right. It's gonna be WeatherTech.
Fool. You're right. You were a fool. You've always been a fool.
They
Anyway.
all sound terrible this year.
I know. They're really dragging it at the bottom of the barrel, aren't
They really are.
Not much left for any more of these Christmas movies.
They could just start recycling movies at this point. I don't even think I would notice.
Well, that's what I said. Some of these, it's like this description is just a movie they've done, but it's an old enough one that they're like, "Oh, we could do it again."
Yeah, the one with the
It's not
three
a new
guys and
location.
the one with the three guys and the kid. Yeah, that one's really old.
Yeah, that one's like 90s.
Yeah, that I liked that one. That was back when they
Yeah.
like made movies.
Right. That one is decent. It just, yeah, you know. They could just start remaking the classics.
They could.
Nobody would ever know the ones from like the early 2000s. Just
Yeah.
remake anything Candace was ever in.
Not the last three. Those have been terrible.
Yeah, you could tell she was phoning it in. Writing, she was just trying to write out her contract.
Wasn't wide or straight enough for her.
True. All right. Well, just a couple of weeks and off to the races. Gonna drink a lot this time. Because I think it's gonna be terrible.
Yep, it's all your fault.
How is it my fault?
I don't know, it just feels like it is.
That's not fair. At least partially your fault. All right. Well, that's it for now, and then we'll resume this, I guess, on the 24th when
Yeah.
we have to digest the first round of movies.
You know what's bad about that? I just realized they're starting so early this year that the first weekend I'm gonna be at Comic-Con for the
Oh
weekend.
man.
Which means I'm gonna have to watch them all like Sunday night.
Don't know. I mean, you can do it like Monday after work and we could record Tuesday. That's fine. Like
Yeah, I mean
this is not a like real serious business here. So, you know, if we don't record till midweek after they've been on so that you could like watch them, that's
or
fine.
I might just subject everybody there
You know what? Even better. Sitting in a
to
hotel room at a con being like, haha, you have to watch this fucking bullshit with me. I mean, I might do that to people on Thanksgiving.
you should, it'll be funny.
Well, it's not fair because they live here now, so.
No,
Well,
it's fair.
okay, so they could just go home, is my point.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My friends who came last year for Thanksgiving, they moved
Huh.
to Chicago, and so they live
Oh,
here now.
okay.
And
No,
so,
you should
like,
still force them to stay.
they're gonna come over for Thanksgiving, but like, also, and before I could have forced them to watch the Hallmark movies with me because they're stuck here because they came from Kentucky, but they are not coming from Kentucky. They're coming from like 4 blocks away, so
Yeah.
they can just be like, oh, about that time to go.
You're in the Midwest, isn't that more like, oh, well, I'll let you get back to it now.
Yeah, and well, in the Midwest, it's more of a like, all right, well, I should get going. And then you just kind of hang out in the doorway for an hour.
See, I mean, we don't have that problem here. We just leave.
We have what's called here, or like it is prevalent in most of the Midwest, but it's like the Minnesota goodbye, where it literally is you say, oh, well, I should probably get going. And then it's you hang out for another hour talking, but you're standing near the door for another hour talking. And then you're like, well, about that time. And then you just leave. Or you go out to the car and then stand out by the car for another hour.
Baltimore
But
is
you
far enough north that we don't have manners to worry about.
But, you know, we also say, oh, about that time. You sneak on past you.
Here it's just, I should let you go, and then you just wait for them to leave.
Goodbye. Please vacate my space.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
All right, we won't speak to each other between now and then. Especially not after an interview with the vampire.
Oh gosh, yeah. When does that start? I can't wait.
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know. Okay, great.
the second.
Oh my gosh.
You
Well,
know, something appropriately timed for Halloween season. A vampire show.
it's appropriately timed for Halloween and Valentine's Day. It could have been either.
True.
Well, I should let you get going.
Proceeds to talk for another hour.
All
All right.
right, bye.
Bye.
61 Days of Hallmark Christmas is hosted by Abby Schaefer and Kelsey Nicole. You can follow us on Twitter at 61 Days Podcast, and you can email us at 61 Days of Hallmark Christmas at gmail.com.